Cup Series championships and three Daytona 500 wins, a career rivaled by few others. Check out MRN's Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career, on podcast platforms and MRN.com. NASCAR Live Race Day continues on the Motor Racing Network.
Another thriller here at the Talladega Super Speedway for the NASCAR Cup Series as Chase Briscoe celebrates trackside. We'll hear from him in a moment, but first let's hear from some of our other top finishers. Jason Toy.
Kyle Larson was up there contending for the win there on that final lap there, and I was listening to you and Cliff talk back and forth. I know it was a little tight on fuel. When did it start to sputter on you?
It was flashing at me through one and two, and yeah, I was just hoping that, you know, maybe it could make it. But, yeah, midway down the back, it started stumbling, so I just got out of the way.
You're 36 to the good going to Martinsville. So your thoughts on that?
I'd rather be more than that.
You'd rather be in victory lane here. That's Kyle Larson. Yeah. Brad Gilley?
Christopher Bell comes out of his race car. Looks like a disappointing day, but right now they're saying you're 37 points to the good heading into Martinsville Speedway next weekend. How does that make you feel?
A lot better. Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I don't know. That was just one of the most stressful races I've ever been a part of. And I'm just trying to process it right now. You know, obviously, I'm super happy for Chase to get another JGR car in the championship four. Really cool for him. I don't know. I'm just trying to soak it all in right now. I don't know. I don't know what to think quite yet.
All right, lot to process for Christopher Bell. Jason?
Todd Gilliland, career best for him. Gets hugs from mom and dad. How about it? Did you need a little bit more there? Did you need another lap there? Did you think you had it? You can let a lot of laps there towards the end.
Yeah, I think, at the end, he's kind of parted for us, to be honest, to get up there. It was more so before that caution that kind of really put us behind. Great car. A little bit heartbreaking to finish second, but my best finish and tons to learn from at the end there. So kind of our first run out in that position, and I honestly don't even know what I did or didn't do right now. So I'm going to have to learn from it. But, yeah, really proud of these guys. Big weekend for Loves and Ford. So really happy to put Loves up front and hopefully give them something fun to watch.
Todd Gilliland, runner-up finish, career best. Brad Gilley.
Ty Gibbs, third place finish here. James Small said, man, we have to thank the 54 for helping a teammate. For you at the end of this race, was it all about getting another Joe Gibbs Racing car into the championship four? How much did you want that start-finish line?
Yeah, I mean, my goal is to go out here and win. But, yeah, the only option was for that to happen. So we went with that. And, just hammered down to the end there.
All right, third place finish for Ty Gibbs in his Toyota.
Yeah, good run for Ty Gibbs. The Xfinity fastest lap of the race was run by Michael McDowell, a speed of 196.616 miles per hour. Congratulations from Xfinity on winning a championship point. Sign up today for a super fast connection to NASCAR and never miss a second of the action. Learn more at Xfinity.com.
Let's go back downstairs to Jason Toy with today's 16th place finisher.
16th finish. He's in sixth in points right now, 38 below the cutoff line going to Martinsville for Joey Logano here. And, Joey, you guys, the Fords were worked their way up to the front throughout the afternoon here today. On that final run there, what did you all need more besides speed?
It's pretty simple in front of me to see, but I can't communicate it quick enough in front of you. It sucks because everyone works so hard to do the right thing, and we just couldn't make it happen. You know, I thought I was in a good spot having Ryan in front of me. Ryan knows how to draft really well, and he was doing all the things right he can do, but the cars around us weren't, and that part's really frustrating right now, but it is what it is, and we know what we got to do next week. That part's pretty simple.
On the Martinsville for Joey Logano.
Unofficially, Joey Logano, 38 points below the cut line. Back to Brad Gilley.
Wait on Bubba Wallace. He's standing to the other side of his race car, just sort of taking it all in right now. So we'll try and get him, Denny, and William Byron over here as well, guys.
Bubba coming home in the fourth position, so we hope to hear from him in just a moment. Happy for Todd Gilliland. Ty Gibbs having a good run. A couple of drivers that ran up front for a lot of the day. Let's go back down trackside first and hear from Ryan Blaney.
Ryan Blaney holding court down here with some of the media as he works his way. All right, let's talk about this here a little bit. And your finish here today, and what do you got to do for next week to get the job done?
Got to win. Pretty simple. So, Yeah, I thought we had a good shot today, and just right when we got control, it all went to shit. So try to do a better job next week.
All right, there you go. Ryan Blaney, apologize on the language, but frustration here. Now they have to go in a must-win next week.
Tough. It really is for Ryan Blaney and Joey Logano. William Byron was trying to battle to the checkered flag, Brad, but got turned right here in the tri-oval.
William Byron just literally looking at the checkered flag in the air. Your car gets turned sideways on that final lap. You had a shot at winning this race. What are you feeling right now as you process this?
Yeah, I mean, certainly a finish would have helped us, you know, be a little bit closer on the point side of things, but just lost control there of the race and just couldn't get the pushes going the way we needed to on the bottom lane, and got the outside lane clear down in front of us, and then the five run out of gas there on the back stretch kind of broke up the energy a little bit more and just couldn't get it back linked together. So yeah, just kind of wrong place, wrong time. I definitely was I felt like I was in a good spot where I was on the bottom, and then just couldn't get linked up.
Had a shot at the win. Unfortunately, William Byron's going to leave here minus 36. Jason Toy.
Cole Custer brings it home on the fifth spot for the Haas Factory team. And fifth place, I know you guys looking for that win, but how big is this for this organization here?
Huge. I mean, for us to finish out here, you know, and have a really solid finish, hopefully carry that into Martinsville and Phoenix. I feel like Martinsville was really good to us earlier this year, so hopefully we can bring a really fast car there. But awesome having Cisco on the hood. It's awesome, you know, seeing a lot of their executives and everybody out here for the first time enjoying a NASCAR race, one of the craziest races of the year. So really proud of our team for, you know, being there at the end and really making the most out of our day, and just got to keep it rolling and keep bringing fast Ford Mustangs to the track.
Cole Custer brought a fast one, finished up fifth here today.
Good top five effort for Cole Custer here this afternoon, and comes home in fifth, one of the best efforts that he has had here in this 2025 season.
Time now to pick the Xfinity Mobile Reliable Performance of the Race presented by Xfinity. Todd, what do you think?
Well, it's hard not to take Chase Briscoe, who won the pole. He's won two poles this year at Speedway Races and won the pole and put himself in position, clinched his way through the second JGR car to be locked into the playoffs.
After a pit road speeding penalty early on in this afternoon's race as well. The Xfinity Mobile Reliable Performance goes to Chase Briscoe and his race team. Xfinity Mobile provides incredible value on the most reliable nationwide 5G network to keep you connected to NASCAR wherever you are. Learn more at Xfinity.com/mobile.
Today's winner, Chase Briscoe, we'll hear from in a moment, joins Denny Hamlin, his JGR teammate in the Championship 4 in a couple of weeks' time at the Phoenix Raceway in Arizona. Christopher Bell right now, also one of their teammates, first in on points, 37 points to the good, heading to the Martinsville Speedway next week. And Kyle Larson also above the cut line by 36 points. Let's hear from fourth place finisher Bubba Wallace now with Brad Gilley.
Bubba Wallace, a hard-fought battle at the end. You had a shot at the win. You came home fourth. What are you thinking after this one?
Pissed off, frustrated. I really wanted that one. Just a whirlwind of a day, you know, up front to start, middle of the pack there in the middle, and then just really had to just throw him up on the dash and get us up there from our mishap on pit road there. So all in all, really good day for us. Appreciate everybody's hard work and getting the car fixed up from my other mishap on pit road. It was an eventful day, so my mind is kind of racing right now. I really wish our Columbia team was in victory lane, but all in all, can't be mad about fourth. Gotta keep it going. Two more.
All right, there's Bubba Wallace.
It was a solid drive. You understand drivers in the frustration. They feel like they're so close, and they are, Kyle. Literally, when you look at Bubba Wallace saying so close, a fourth-place finish, but it was one-tenth of a second from winning the race. So, yeah, so close, yet so far away here in Talladega.
So close so many times for Bubba Wallace here this season. Did pick up that win at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, but falls short here this afternoon. Like you mentioned, a fourth-place effort, a good day. But, yeah, within an eye blink of the race winner, Chase Briscoe, who we're set to hear from now trackside.
Chase Briscoe down here in victory lane. The crew has gathered around. James Small in the cockpit with him. Johnny Morris down here from Bass Pro Shops. And he is getting ready to climb out of this automobile. Here he is. He is sitting on the side of the dash. The crowd goes wild here at Talladega. Chase Briscoe now goes to the door. He is standing. He is celebrating. He is the winner. Oh, man, oh, man. Dousing down the crew, getting the pictures made. Chase Briscoe, the Bass Pro Shops car in Victory Lane here at Talladega. Your thoughts, your emotions right now here, Chase.
I don't know what's more unbelievable. Truthfully, the fact that we're going to the Championship Four, that I won a Super Speedway race. It's unbelievable. What an amazing day. Wish so badly my family was here. You know, that I at least normally always have at least one person here, and everybody's kind of been under the weather, so nobody's here, but so glad that, you know, Johnny Morris is here. I've never been able to win with Johnny here, and just I know how special this place is to him, and you know, just the Bass Pro Shops brand. So unbelievable that, you know, we're going to be able to go race for a championship in this thing, and yeah, what an amazing day, amazing car. Can't thank Ty Gibbs enough. Just an incredible teammate there at the end, and you know, honestly, it was just so selfless. You know, he could easily try to make a move to win the race, and you know, he pushed me to the wind. So yeah, just unbelievable day.
Your teammate Christopher Bell described it as the most stressful race he's ever been part of. What was the stress level like from your perspective?
It was stressful. I don't have much hair to begin with, but what I do have left is definitely going to be a lot more gray. Yeah, not going to be stressful next week, that's for sure.
Phoenix Raceway, such a special spot for you. Your career first win is there. What does it mean for you now, preparation-wise, and just gearing up for a championship run in 2 weeks?
Yeah, I feel really good about it. You know, it's a place that obviously, you know, getting my first career win there was, you know, a special thing in the first place. And, you know, I feel like this, the 19 car, we didn't get to really show what we were capable of. We got caught up in a pretty early wreck there this spring, and truthfully, I didn't even know what I was doing at that point in the season. So, yeah, just super excited to, you know, try to get some redemption and have a shot to win a championship. It's going to be just an unbelievable opportunity.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Chase Briscoe, he's described it all year long as an unbelievable opportunity, and here he is in Victory Lane at Talladega Super Speedway.
What a drive for Chase Briscoe, and certainly a heartwarming moment. Second Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota to go ahead and advance to the Championship Four in 2 weeks' time at Phoenix Raceway. Here's how they finished in the Yellowwood 500.
After leading 16 laps here this afternoon, Chase Briscoe able to pick up the win over Todd Gilliland, Ty Gibbs, Bubba Wallace, and Cole Custer, the top five. Sixth went to Carson Hocevar, seventh Tyler Reddick, eighth Christopher Bell, ninth for Zane Smith, and tenth for Brad Keselowski.
11th was Shane Van Gisbergen, and Daniel Suarez was 12th and Ross Chastain 13th. John Hunter Nemechek came home 14th. Ryan Preece was 15th and Joey Logano 16th. 17th was Michael McDowell. Casey Mears was 18th. Kyle Busch 19th and Ty Dillon 20th.
21st went to Anthony Alfredo. Austin Hill finished 22nd. 23rd went to Ryan Blaney. Denny Hamlin finished 24th. And William Byron, 25th. 26th went to Kyle Larson. Austin Dillon finished 27th. BJ McLeod, 28th. Alex Bowman, 29th. And Chris Buescher, 30th.
31st today was Cody Ware. 32nd, Riley Herbst. 33rd was Josh Berry. Austin Cindric finished 34th. Eric Jones was 35th. Noah Gregson, 36th. A.J. Allmendinger, 37th. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., 38th. Justin Haley, 39th. And Chase Elliott was 40th.
Who was in a must-win situation going to the Martinsville Speedway next week, 62 points below the cut line.
Todd, your final thoughts on the Yellowwood 500 and looking ahead to Martinsville next weekend.
Spectacular, spectacular race today. And when you look at this coming forward, the piece I've got, the bottom three in points, have all won at Martinsville. We'll see what happens at Martinsville.
It's going to be a lot of fun, and it'll be right here on the Motor Racing Network next week. Big thanks to everybody who had a hand in this weekend's broadcast. Trey Downey was our producer. Our engineering team were Andy Tebow, Craig Moore, and Steve Fridley. Our production assistants this weekend, Ron Mander and Jordan Mander. Big thanks to Steve Post, Jason Toy, and to Brad Gilley, the anchor of the Performance Racing Network, joining us here this weekend at Talladega. The turn announcers, Dave Moody, Tim Cattelfamo, and Chris Wilner. My name is Alex Hayden, along with Todd Gordon and Kyle Rickey. We collectively congratulate Chase Briscoe, the winner of the Yellowwood 500 at the Talladega Super Speedway.
Motor Racing Network's coverage of the Yellowwood 500 has come to you from Talladega Super Speedway. Brought to you by Yellowwood. Yellowwood brand pressure-treated pine. If it doesn't have that yellow tag, you don't want it. By Ally Bank, official consumer bank of NASCAR. Member FDIC. By Napa. Get the brakes and suspension parts you need right now. At Napa, Jack Lynx. Craving something bold? Try new Jack Lynx Duos. Two jerky flavors in one pack. By National Debt Relief, helping you become debt-free. By eBay, all the car parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love. Buy Progressive. Save when you bundle motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. Visit Progressive.com. Buy Straight Talk Wireless. Real unlimited data for fans of fast. Official partner of NASCAR. By Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com. And by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco fuels peak performance. Our coverage has come to you under an exclusive radio license granted by Talladega Super Speedway to the Motor Racing Network, solely for the non-commercial use of our listening audience. Any use of the descriptions and accounts of this event without the express written permission of the Motor Racing Network is prohibited. Today's broadcast was directed by Trey Downey, associate producer Julian Council, broadcast engineer Andy Tebow, audio engineer Craig Moore. The president of MRN is Chris Schwartz. Follow NASCAR every day at MRN.com. This broadcast was a production of the Motor Racing Network.
We talk about your heart, about your brains and your smarts and your medical charts and when you start. You know talking about you makes me grin. But every now and then, I want to talk about me, want to talk about I, want to talk about number one. Oh my, me, my, what I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see. I like talking about you, you usually. But occasionally, I want to talk about me. I want to talk about me.
I want to talk about me.
I want to talk about me.
Me.
You. I want to talk about me. I want to talk about me. Want to talk about I. Want to talk about number one. Oh, my. What I like, what I know, what I want, what I see. I like talking about you usually. But occasionally, I want to talk about me.
Me.
I want to talk about me.
Me.
I want to talk about me.
Me.
Oh, me.
I just heard a country hit this big. Real Country, 1430.
I check my pulse and my heart's still beating. Exhale, I think I'm still breathing. Both feet on the ground. Something's changed. I've been playing less Black Keys, baby, and my friends swear I've gone crazy. I don't know how to act, I don't know what to say. 'Cause guys that can't communicate. feel about that? Am I okay? I think I'm okay.
Megan Maroney, Am I Okay? Here inside the saloon. Justin Moore's got a brand new one we'll play for you called Time's Ticking. Patti Loveless and Lonely Too Long. I imagine she was somewhere. I don't know if I saw her on the broadcast or not, but I imagine Patti Loveless was there to welcome in June Carter Cash, Tony Brown, and Kenny Chesney into the Country Music Hall of Fame as she was inducted a couple of years ago. And Randy Houser, How Country Feels. Hang on.
Woo-hoo! Hear that? That's what having fewer hot flashes and night sweats can sound like. Veozah is the number one prescribed hormone-free treatment FDA approved for moderate to severe vasomotor symptoms, also known as hot flashes and night sweats, due to menopause. Veozah can cause serious side effects, including liver problems. Your doctor will do blood tests before and during treatment. Stop Veozah and call your doctor if you have symptoms of liver problems, such as feeling more tired than usual, decreased appetite, nausea, vomiting, itching, yellowing of the eyes or skin, pale stool, dark urine, or stomach pain. Don't use Veozah if you have cirrhosis, severe kidney problems, kidney failure, or take CYP1A2 inhibitors. Ask your doctor about Veozah. To learn more, call 1-866-239-1637 or go to Veozah.com. That's Veozah.com.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GARAGE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GARAGE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GARAGE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
You were raised on an asphalt farm. Ain't never heard a rooster crow. Never walked barefoot by a river. Felt the mud up between your toes. You never rode in the hay, you never thrown it in four-wheel. Climb up on in here, girl, let me show you how country feels. Get your hair down, get you some of this laid on back. Kick your shoes off, kick them off, get you some of this slow down fast. I'll take you up and down these hollers and hills. Let me show you. Ever been so into somebody? Still lying there when it comes back up. Girl, what do you say? We cut a path through that cornfield, park down
of this laid on back. Kick your shoes off, kick them off. Get you some of this slow down fast. I'll take you up. Of this laid on back, kick your shoes off. Put your hair down, hair down. Get you some of this laid on back, kick your shoes off, kick them off. Get you some of this slow down fast. I'll take you up.
We got you covered from Delta Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
There was a long black Cadillac with a trail of flashers blinking. So I stopped at the Quick Sack, and while they passed by, I got to thinking, don't put off forgiving and living for one of these days, 'cause life ain't just something that can wait. So call your mama, kiss your baby, stick the ones in roadside daisies, drink a beer with back home buddies, make a memory, not just some money. Needs a little fixing. As much as I'd like to hold back getting any older, this old world ain't gonna stall spinning any slower. So call your mama, kiss your baby, stick the ones in roadside daisies, drink a beer with back home buddies, make a memory, not just some money. Pick the ones from roadside daisies, drink a beer with back home buddies, make a memory, not just some money. Spend a bait of good honey hole. Sunday drives good for the soul. Put a little slow in your roll, or you're gonna miss it. Time's a ticking.
Justin Moore, time's ticking here inside the saloon. That is his latest. Zach Tapa on the way. Got them good times and tan lines lined up. And why not? He's got a brand new album out as well called Ain't In It For My Health. We'll hear from Lady A and John Michael Montgomery. Farewell final show going to be at Rupp Arena in Lexington, Kentucky on December the 12th, I believe is the date. Will be a huge family affair, bringing along his brother Eddie Montgomery from Montgomery Gentry, his son Walker Montgomery, his nephew Dylan Carmichael, his son-in-law Travis Denning, who's a big hit maker in his own right, and probably a few other special guests as well. He says it doesn't mean that he'll never perform again. He is just retiring from active touring, as he has been doing for well over 40 years. He says, I need to stay home and take a nap.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 30s. Rainy and blustery for Monday. Winds could gust to 30 out of the south. Highs around 60 degrees. Monday night, rain likely. Lows around 40 degrees. Tuesday, rainy, breezy, and 46. On Wednesday, partly sunny, 49. Thursday, sunny and low 50s. Right now, it's 55.
During Medicare's open enrollment,
It's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Off of my feet. I'm not a man of many words, so I'll make this short and sweet. Could you, would you, ain't you gonna, if I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight? Yeah, take a chance, slow dance, make a little romance. Honey, it'll be alright. Girl, you got me wishing we were hugging and a kissing and a holding each other tight. So could you, would you, ain't you gonna, if I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight? I'm not trying to come on like some rhinestone Romeo. I'm looking for a whole lot more than a one-night rodeo. What can I do to prove to you I'm laying it on the line? I'll even get down. Beg you one more time. Yeah, could you, would you, ain't you gonna, if I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight? Yeah, take a chance, slow dance, make a little romance. Honey, it'll be alright. Girl, you got me wishing we were hugging and a kissing and a holding each other tight. So could you, would you, ain't you gonna, if I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight? Ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight?
Your home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Pepin Alma Eagles, from all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Little bit of dust, little bit of smoke, faller in a Chevy down a gravel road, headed to a spot everybody knows. Cannonball swinging from an old freight road. Talking about good times and tan lines, cold beer and summer nights. That was all there was to life. Good times and tan lines. Good, good times and tan lines. FM on. Coolers on the ground, dig through the ice and pass them around. Waiting on the hot sun to go down, little skinny dipping when the moon comes out. That sounds like good times and tan lines, cold beer and summer nights. That was all there was to life. Good times and tan lines, good, good times and tan lines. Nothing to lose. Guess there really wasn't nothing else to do but load up the truck and just take off. Back then, buddy, we had them all. I'm talking about good times and tan lines, cold beer and summer nights. That was all there was to life. Good times and tan lines. Good, good times and tan lines. Good times in tan lines. Good, good times in tan lines.
Zach back top. Good times and tan lines here inside RC Social Saloon. Hangout music on the way from Travis Tritt. It's a great day to be alive. Garth Brooks Ain't Going Down. Also Parma Lee. I Want to Fall in Love from Lila McCann. You might remember that name. She was one of the teen sensations back in the late 90s, early 2000s, when teen country singers were all the rage. Blake Shelton and Lee Ann Womack. Hangout.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-790-1400. 800-790-1400. 800-790-1400.
Real country. Real country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
To hear your voice. I did not expect for you to call. You wonder how I'm doing, how I'm holding up since you did me wrong. You did what you done to me. I can't lie, sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you just have done to me. Well now, wait 1 minute, I failed to mention those tears I cry are tears of joy. Cause it was no fun there under your thumb. And now that we're done, I'm getting right every night with every single, every loving girl inside. So how am I doing since you did what you done to me? I can't lie, sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. How I'm doing since you did what you done to me. All right. Sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you have done to me. Well, I don't know what you were thinking, running round on me. Now you say you're sorry. Well, honey, I agree. So how are you doing since you did what you done to me? Girl, don't lie, you know you cry, cause you know how good it used to be. Yeah, tell me, does the thought of losing my true love make it hard to sleep? Baby, how are you doing since you did what you done to me? Yeah, how are you doing now that you know how I'm doing since you did what you done to me?
Get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Turn the quiet up, turn the noise down, let this old world just spin around. I wanna feel its way, wanna feel its way, and put some feel good in my soul. Drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke. Want a little more right, and a little less left. A little more right now, a little less what's next. Act like tomorrow. Just kick back and let the feeling flow. Drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke. Yeah. I set my sails for a new direction.
care. I'm gonna make pretend I just don't care. I could get up, go get her back, or maybe I'll just let her go. Drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke. Yeah. Get the blues a spin, break out the wine, forget again. Dig down deep, find my glass, fill it up, take me back. Kick back, give the blues a spin, break out the wine, forget again. Dig down deep, strike my match, light it up, memory crash. Oh no, I don't know, baby, might take all night, better maybe break out that old rock and roll. Drank a little drink, smoke a little smoke. Gonna drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke, yeah.
As I do today, my world just fell around me as I watched you drive away. There's nothing left between us. Somehow we've grown apart. Just how I've got it through my head, I just can't break it to my heart. I can't believe this is me. All the hurt inside. If I could, Lord knows I would, spend back the hands of time and greasy scattered memories that are cluttered in my mind. I'll pick up where we left off and make a brand new start. Yes, I've got it through my head, I just can't break it to my heart. I can't believe this is me. Turned to embers, left glowing in the dark. Oh, I've got it through my head, I just can't break it to my heart. Oh, I've got it through my head, I just can't break it to my heart. I just can't break it to my heart. Just can't break it to my heart. Just can't break it to my heart. Just can't.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Ball. It kinda came out of nowhere, man, I took that one pretty hard. And I had another one in another town, and I spent a whole lot of nights missing her.
till it all went black. She stopped texting back and I finally got the picture. So here's to the almost, so close, it's over out of the blues. Here's to the hey, I think we need to talk and it ain't me, it's you. And here's to the tears and beers and wasted years on the weeds and looking like daisies. I wouldn't be sitting here next to you if it weren't for the almost maybes. Here's to the one that my family thought was gonna make me drop to one knee. And I tried like hell, but I